This is Most Year Radio. I'm Christopher Kimball. Right now, it's time to chat with J.M. Hirsch about this week's recipe, potato and green pea curry. J.M., how are you?
I'm doing great.
Your latest trip was to Mumbai.
It was.
And you learned something about curry, which turned out to be quite different than what we had thought.
It was fascinating because, you know, like most people, I assume a curry is really just a stew of some sort, you know. And then, you know, you take that the next step and you realize that across India and frankly across the world, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of curries, and they can take all these different forms. They can be wet, they can be dry, mild, spicy, meaty, vegetarian.
Green, yellow.
Yeah, exactly. What could they possibly have in common? And again, anytime I've made a curry, I've just assumed you dump everything in the pot and simmer it away. But actually, there's an underlying structure that ties all of these curries together. It's all about the order that the ingredients are added to the pot. And because Indian cooks understand that the way you cook an ingredient and the timing of that cooking changes how it affects the flavor and the texture of the finished dish.
So what are the steps? What's the order?
So there's five steps, five key steps, and an optional sixth one. So the first one is you heat the fat in the pot, sometimes ghee, sometimes oil. Then to that, they add whole spices such as cumin seeds and coriander seeds, and they bloom those whole spices in the fat, and they call this the tarka. Then the wet ingredients go in, the ginger, grated garlic, sometimes some chopped onion, and those cook for a little while. Then dry spices, ground cumin, Kashmiri chili powder. That's a very common ingredient in Mumbai. And they bloom those for a little bit. They couldn't have put those in earlier because they're going to burn if you put them in and cook them for too long. Finally, and only then, do you add your vegetables, your proteins, your kind of main ingredients and let it cook. And those you sometimes stagger. Like, for example, one of the recipes we brought back was curry potatoes and peas. And you want to add the potatoes before the peas because the potatoes take longer to cook. So you stagger those ingredients. But those go in after all the seasonings have gone in. The final and optional step is a lot of times they will add some of the ground spices again at the end, kind of a repeat of the flavors, because these now haven't cooked for the longer time, and they're going to have a different effect on the dish.
Were there any other recipes or combinations that you found kind of unusual or interesting?
You know, what they say is every house has a different curry. So every time you turn around, there's a new curry that you're experiencing. And I had a fantastic potato and tomato curry that had a lot of heat to it because of some chili in it, and that was amazing. I had some curries that used cauliflower and potatoes, curried eggplant dishes. They were all delicious. I mean, but what to me was so fascinating was that they all followed the same method.
There's a method to the madness.
There is indeed.
Not to our madness. The people who really know what they're doing. Potato and green pea curry, and it's step by step.
Step by step.
1-6. Thank you.
Thank you. You can get this recipe for potato and green pea curry at 177milkstreet.com.
Thank you for listening to the special edition of Milk Street Radio. You know, I've always loved public radio, and the reason I love it, it's because it's about storytelling. I travel around the world and come back with stories about food and people, and other public radio shows do exactly the same thing. You learn about different people, their cultures, and you also have a good time doing it. So I urge you to support your public radio station today by making a pledge right now. Here's the number to call.